The number 4 is related to the Emperor card in tarot. It is also related to the square. There are 4 cardinal points, 4 winds, 4 pillars of the universe, 4 phases of the moon, 4 seasons, 4 elements, 4 humors, 4 rivers in paradise, 4 arms of the cross, 4 evangelists, and so on. The number 4 is an even number and can be formed by adding the numbers 2 and 2. Additionally, it is the first number that can be expressed as the sum of 2 equal numbers. In geometry, it represents the number of sides of a square. It is also the basis of the numbering system used in most countries around the world. In physics, the number 4 has significance in Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. In this theory, the idea is used that space-time has 4 dimensions, 3 spatial dimensions and 1 temporal dimension. These 4 dimensions are represented as a space-time continuum in which events can be described by 4 coordinates. In group theory and mathematics, groups of 4 elements are used to describe the symmetry of objects. For example, a tetrahedron has 4 faces and 4 vertices, making it a symmetrical object. In astrology, the number 4 is associated with the planet Saturn. It is believed that Saturn rules the hardest and most challenging aspects of life, such as hard work and responsibility. Therefore, the number 4 is often considered a number that represents discipline, structure, and stability. In many esoteric traditions, the number 4 is associated with the earth and natural elements. In Greek mythology, the number 4 is associated with the 4 elements: earth, air, fire, and water. In chemistry, the number 4 is associated with the 4 elements and the 4 states of matter: solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. In Jewish Kabbalah, the number 4 is considered a sacred number that represents totality and perfection. It is believed that the number 4 represents the 4 letters of God's name in Hebrew, YHWH. In tarot, the number 4 is associated with the Emperor card, which represents authority, control, and structure. In Hinduism, the number 4 is associated with the 4 yugas, or cosmic eras. It is believed that the current humanity is in the era of Kali Yuga, which is characterized by darkness and spiritual ignorance. However, it is believed that after Kali Yuga, a new era of light and knowledge will come. The number 4 has great significance in alchemy as it is associated with the 4 classical elements: earth, water, fire, and air. These elements represent the basic building blocks of everything that exists in the material world. Each element has its own qualities and distinctive characteristics, which are reflected in their role in the alchemical process of transmutation. Earth, for example, is seen as the principle of stability and solidity, while water is seen as the principle of fluidity and adaptability. Fire represents transformation and purification, while air represents freedom and mobility. Alchemists believed that by combining these elements appropriately, they could create a substance that possessed unique properties and that would allow them to achieve perfection or enlightenment. In alchemy, the ultimate goal was to transform matter into its purest state, which was achieved through a series of carefully designed processes. These processes were divided into 4 distinct stages, each of which was associated with an element and a state of matter. The first stage, known as nigredo, represents the solid state and is associated with the element earth. In this stage, the matter is subjected to initial purification and separated from any impurities or foreign matter. The second stage, called albedo, represents the liquid state and is associated with the element water. In this stage, the matter is subjected to further cleaning and refinement, allowing any unwanted residue to be removed. The third stage, rubedo, represents the gaseous state and is associated with the element fire. In this stage, The matter is subjected to intense transformation and further purification, allowing any remaining impurities to be completely removed. Finally, the fourth stage, known as citrinitas, represents the plasma state and is associated with the element air. In this stage, the matter reaches its purest form and is transformed into a substance with unique and powerful properties. Since ancient times, even from prehistoric times, the number four has been used to signify what is solid, tangible, and sensible. The crossing of a meridian and a parallel divides the earth into four sectors. Chiefs and kings are called on all continents. Lords of the four seas, of the four suns, of the four parts of the world, etc. Which can mean both the extent of their power over the surface and the totality of this power over all the actions of their subjects. The number four symbolizes the earthly, the totality of what is created and revealed. In the apocalypse, the number four suggests the idea of universality. The four living creatures are the whole of those who live in the world of light. The four horsemen bring the four major plagues. The four colors of the horses correspond to the colors of the cardinal points and of the day. To show the universality of action in space and time, white is the east and dawn, red, the south and noon, glaucus the west and twilight, black the north and night, the four destroying angels standing at the four corners of the earth, the four rivers of paradise, the four walls of the heavenly Jerusalem facing the four directions, the four camps of the 12 tribes of Israel, the four emblems of the tribes, one for each group of three, the lion, the man, the bull, and the eagle, the four letters of the divine name YHWH, each corresponding to one of those emblems. According to a Jewish tradition, Y, Yod, to man, H, he, to lion, V, vow, to bull, and the second H, he, to eagle, the four evangelists could not be, according to Saint Irenaeus, neither more nor less, and each of the four emblems of the tribes of Israel has been attributed to one of the four evangelists, in a rather singular concordance with the characteristics of each of the Gospels, the lion to Mark, the man to Matthew, the bull to Luke, and the eagle to John. These animals, moreover, correspond to the four cardinal constellations of the zodiacal band, the bull, the lion, the man, and the eagle. All these quaternaries express a totality. In the vision of Ezekiel in the Bible, we can already observe this extraordinary symbolism. Quote, I saw four living creatures that looked like men. Each creature had four faces and four wings. Each of the four had the face of a man. But on the right side each had the face of a lion. And on the left the face of an ox. And each also had the face of an eagle. The number four plays a decisive role in the thinking and philosophy of Native Americans. In the metaphysical plane, Wakan Tonka, the great mystery, is a quaternity, made up of the chief god, the spirit god, the creator god, and the executing god. Each of these gods is in itself a quaternity made up of two opposing dyads. Thus the upper dyad of the chief god comprises the sun and the moon. Its lower dyad is formed by the bison god, ancestor of the bison species. And the soul, the upper dyad of the spirit god is the visible sky and the wind. Its lower dyad is the bear god, ancestor of the bear species. And the ghost, the creator god, is made up of the upper dyad earth and female genius. And the lower dyad, the four winds and the spirit, the executing god comprises the dyad rock, ancestor of all materiality, and the winged beings thunder, associated with the great rocks of the mountains, and the lower dyad tornado and medicine. Theology of the Dakota, Alec, 205-206. The entire system of Jungian thought is based on the fundamental importance it gives to the number 4. The quaternity represents for him the archetypal foundation of the human psyche, the totality of conscious and unconscious psychic processes. All his analysis of psychological types rests in fact on his theory of the four fundamental functions of consciousness: thinking, feeling, intuition, and sensation. The psychoanalyst maintains here a human attitude that seems constant since the Paleolithic era and that, from the cross of the cardinal directions, present in the dawn of all cosmologies, passes through the theory of the initiates and the alchemists, for whom the quaternity constitutes a fundamental axiom in the pursuit of the great work and the search for the philosopher's stone. Have you ever thought about what things can imply a four? Leave your intuitions in the comments. If you are interested in participating in our courses, in person, virtual, on the Marseille Tarot, write to us for information. And remember, take what serves you from what you hear.